Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillahi wahdah, wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Alhamdulillahi wahdah, wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Alhamdulillahi wahdah, wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا لا تلهكم اموالكم ولا اولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فاولئك هم الخاسرون وانفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل ان يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين وَلَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ صدق الله العظيم.
علماء کرام, most respected brothers, our sisters listening at the madrasa and those who were receivers, these ayat of the Quran Sharif, I have given tafsir of these ayat in our Monday night majalis on Juma occasions and at other times. This is a majlis of zikr, and both things have been mentioned in these ayat. Without going into tafsir tonight, it's a majlis of zikr. Waaz and nasihat is also zikrullah, reminding a person about maut, about Jannat, about Jahannam, reminding a person about belief in Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala's attributes, Rasul-e-Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Risalat, his Nubuwat, his Akhlaq. All these things are Zikrullah and Zikr of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's not only Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. This Subhanallah or this Allah Allah, it is to light up that fire of love for Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our hearts. But then the person has to practice on all those things which Allah and His Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam have ordered. So in these ayat we have been reminded, and that's why it is necessary that the Quran Sharif should be repeatedly read. The Quran Sharif is not to be read during the month of Ramadan. It is to be read throughout the year, throughout one's life. And besides trying to obtain sawab from its recitation, it is necessary that the person must try and read the translation, read some commentary of the Quran Sharif, authentic one, and then make amal on it. So now every time he's going to read it, if he knows Arabic, then of course every time that he's going to read it, he's going to be awakened. He will be reminded of Allah's ahkam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's farman, about his mouth, about Jannat, about Jahannam. So in these ayat also Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is reminding, the gist of which is that we should not allow our riches or our children to divert us from the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Because whosoever does that, then he is definitely of those people who have suffered great loss, or those people who are doomed. We say the person is doomed. So one of the translations of Khasirun can also be that. It is extremely difficult to translate. We can say we can give the meaning of the verses of the Quran Sharif. How can we find the equivalent of the word that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has used? For that is the gist, that our wealth, our children, they are a ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must be made use of to build up and develop this connection more and more with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They are not to be shunned, they are not to be destroyed, they are not to be rejected, they are gifts from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So we will make use of our eyes, our ears, our tongues, our hands, our feet, our wealth, our homes, our cars. Everything we will make use of to develop and build up this connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, to develop His love in our hearts, that He is blessing us with all these ni'mats without us deserving. And make it a wasila of the akhirat, a means of getting the akhirat. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions about maut. I've received many, many letters, SMS, phone calls, conveying the condolence and taziyat upon the passing away of my sister. May Allah Ta'ala give her Jannatul Firdaus. So this is something that I have discussed many, many times. That what is maut? That it is that break that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us. That is that break. That people who find it extremely difficult to give up sins, they say very difficult. In reality, they should be doing it with love of Allah Ta'ala. For the love of Allah Ta'ala, they should be doing all good deeds. And for the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they should be restraining themselves from haram. But those people who do not have that kind of love and that kind of khawf of Allah Ta'ala like us, so then Allah Ta'ala has given us some kind of a break. That the moment the person thinks of death, then it is easy to apply the break on that sin. Many times I have mentioned that the person must just ask himself, what if, and put a full stop there. Although it's a question mark. What if, and don't even have to complete it after that. What if death comes in adultery? What if death comes in fornication? What if death comes in popping drugs in the mouth? What if death comes whilst the person has got a bottle of wine in his hand? What if death comes whilst the person is committing fraud? Or the person is in a rave club or a disco or cinema or theatre? Or he's got his finger on that button on that internet site and he's watching the screen. And suddenly the angel of death, without any warning, extracts his soul. Then what? Or the person is watching some other filth on the television screen, or he's got a filthy picture in his hand, or on his cell phone. And at that time the angel of death, with the hukam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, squeezes the soul from every part of his body. Then what? Will that be the kind of death that the person looks forward to? So that's the break. So this is a poetry which is waaz, it is nasihat. Some time back I remember reading it and explaining it. But we have to keep on listening to these things to build up that yaqeen, that it is a reality. And again I've explained so many times that it does not mean that this person who is thinking of his death will become an absolutely useless person. Now he will no more open his business. He will sit with tasbih, mouth, mouth, death, death. The person will not marry. If somebody tells him, get married, he says, no, but death is going to come. How can I get married? He says, open up some business. He says, no, how can I do business? Because death is going to come. Do some agriculture, do some farming, do some cultivation of the fields. He says, no, but maut is going to come. It doesn't mean that. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, look at the government that he had. More than 2/3 of the then known world was being ruled by Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. But yet they remembered death so much. یہ سرائے دہر مسافرو بخدا کسی کا مکان نہیں، یہ سرائے دہر مسافرو بخدا کسی کا مکان نہیں، جو مقیم تھے جو یہاں مقیم تھے کل کے دن کہیں آج ان کا نشان نہیں، یہ سرائے دہر مسافرو بخدا کسی کا مکان نہیں، جو یہاں مقیم تھے کل کے دن کہیں آج ان کا نشان نہیں. This is like a musafir khana. I always say it's like a timeshare apartment. Somebody is living in there today, somebody else is going to live in there tomorrow. جو یہاں مقیم تھے کل کے دن کہیں آج ان کا نشان نہیں. You go to some of those apartments and you say, who stayed here last week, who stayed here last year, who stayed here 5 years ago, they don't know. That person is gone somewhere, we don't know whether he's living or he died also. Different people are coming and making use of those musafir khanas. Those days there were a lot of musafir khanas. But because of all the abuse that takes place, they had to close down musafir khanas in many places. But still many parts of the world they have, where tourists or people who are passing, they come and stay there. Now we've got hotels, we've got timeshare apartments, and we've got all these type of things. But the principle is the same, that nobody can come and put a claim there that this is my permanent place of residence. If a musafir passing by there, you give him the opportunity to stay in the musafir khana, 2 days, 10 days, 20 days, plenty days, the person is not going. And when somebody has to ask him, say, no, this is my permanent place of residence, then they will push him out from there, boot him out from there, take him out from there by force. So there is a limited period of time that the person is allowed to stay in there. After that, he has to vacate the place. Whilst he is in that accommodation, he will make use of the facilities that have been provided. He'll make use of the kitchen, he'll make use of the toilet, the bathroom, the room, he'll make use of the air conditioners, the fans and everything else. But he will not claim that to be his permanent place of residence. Then it's not a musafir khana. Musafir, the very word itself, that the person is on safar. So in this world we are on safar, we are on a journey. From the alam-e arwah, from the world of the souls, we came to the back of the father. From there to the stomach of the mother. And from that world into this world. And from this world into the world of barzakh, or the qabr. And from there to the akhirat. And then our destination is, for a Muslim and a mu'min, jannat. That is our home. So this journey everybody is undertaking. They say, yes, sarai dehra musafiro ba khuda kisi ka makanahi. This world hasn't been the home of anyone. If the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the prophets of Allah, didn't remain on the surface of the earth, then where are we going to remain? So whenever we are transporting a janaza to the qabr or to the qabristan, then we must take lessons from that journey of that person, from where he came, what he was on this earth. The person could have been a great statesman, a great scholar, the person could have been a president of a country, could have been a cabinet minister, could have been a king, a ruler, the person could have been multi-millionaire, or he could be a pauper and beggar. But everybody has to go through this. جو یہاں مقیم تھے کل کے دن کہیں آج ان کا نشان نہیں. No sign of that person at all. Now you go and search for that person in his home. You can go and knock the door until, as they say, the cows return home, or until doomsday. That person is not going to come from the qabristan to answer your call. یہ سرائے دہر مسافرو بخدا کسی کا مکان نہیں، جو یہاں مقیم تھے کل کے دن کہیں آج ان کا نشان نہیں. یہ ہے ایک قبر پہ بے کسی بس زبان حال ہے کہہ رہی. یہ ہے ایک قبر پہ بے کسی بس زبان حال ہے کہہ رہی. تمہیں آنکھیں چاہیے غافلو مجھے احتیاج بیان نہیں. یہ ہے ایک قبر پہ بے کسی بس زبان حال ہے کہہ رہی. تمہیں آنکھیں چاہیے غافلو مجھے احتیاج بیان نہیں. At the قبرستان, look at the graves from this end to that end. There's nothing there but total silence. He says, یہ ہے ایک قبر پہ بے کسی بزبان حال ہے کہہ رہی. It is as if that قبر is addressing us and saying to us, look at the helplessness of the قبر, of the person in the قبر. Whosoever he may have been. But he says, now this qabr is as if it is addressing the person that has come there to the grave. Tumhe aankhe chahiye ghafilo, mujhe ehtiyaj bayan nahi. Normally we require somebody to give an explanation, to give a waaz, to give a bayan, to give a lengthy sermon. For everything we say, now explain, give some details. The qabr is saying there's no need for me to give any bayan. There's no need for me to give any kind of bayan or any kind of waaz or any kind of lecture or any kind of talk. You need eyes, O you ghafil and negligent one. That is the qabr telling us that you need eyes to see. I don't have to give any more bayan and talk and waaz. Look at my condition, where I was and where I am. Those luxuries of that palace, those guards of honor, those beautiful cars, those beautiful wives, those beautiful children, everything I have left behind, and I've come here. No one besides Allah is with me. If the person takes good deeds, then we must not picture the person as having gone into a dark, 6 feet deep hole. That example which I have given many, many times, but whosoever heard it for the first time, they said that it gave them a lot of hope. Because whenever a person sees the qabr, the person thinks that now, this is wilderness, what is going to happen now? In the darkness of this grave. But that is for those who are sinful and not even making tawbah from their sins. They are continuing with their sins. They are enjoying their sins. They are not repenting and turning towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that is for them. But for those who have been charging that battery all the time, that example is of that emergency lights, that if it is plugged on, then from the outside you see no light. But the moment it turns dark, the light comes on. In the same way, the person who has been charging this battery, it has been plugged on, the namaz, the roza, the zakat, the hajj, his charities, his kindness, his goodness, his akhlaq, and everything else. So the moment the person goes down into the qabr, the darkness of the qabr will be turned to bright, shining light. Now Jannat windows will be open. Beautiful, fragrant breeze will start coming in. This person is not going to be alone after that. But what is accompanying him is nothing but his good deeds. If he has done good deeds, then he will have aram. Now he will sleep till the day of Qiyamah without any pain and suffering and problem. When Allah Wala, he says that when a person passes away with iman, and he was a righteous and a pious person, then instead of conveying condolence and telling the family, I'm very sorry to hear about the death of your father, of your brother, of your mother, he says, I feel like giving them some hadiyah. Give them some hadiyah, give them some gift and congratulate them. He says, but I know they will start swearing after that. He says, here my father passed away and this man is sending hadiyah. So he seems to be very happy about it. But he says, that is the truth, that if the person passed away with iman and he was a righteous and a pious person, then the person is out from this prison of this world and is going to enjoy the everlasting ni'mats of Jannat. So what more do we want? So it's a few years of effort that the person has to put in. And that too is not like some kind of effort that's impossible to put in. To stay away from sins, is it something very difficult if the person has got belief in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, being the one who is most kind, most generous, most compassionate, most loving, most caring? So now if he's staying away from sins, then in reality what the person is doing is he's acknowledging these gifts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, amongst which is that Allah ta'ala has made those things haram which are going to be harmful to the person. It's a gift of Allah ta'ala that he made those things haram which is going to harm our lives, which is going to harm our family life, our social life. The person who takes drink, it's harming his body, it's harming the children, it's harming the family. The person who is going to be on drugs is going to harm his health, is going to harm his children, is going to damage his marriage life, is going to have caused so much of havoc in his own life. Anything and everything that Allah Ta'ala has prohibited, it's a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Now when a person looks at these things as ni'mats and gifts, then it will become easy to stay away from those haram. But everything requires a little bit of effort. The bread also, if it is there, but you have to put it into your mouth and chew it and then put it down into the stomach if you want the bread to benefit. Something has to still be done. So he says, یہ ہے قبر پہ بے کسی و زبان حال ہے کہہ رہی تمہیں آنکھیں چاہیے غافلو مجھے احتیاج بیان نہیں. I don't have to give you any bayan, the qabr says. You look at my condition and that is bayan itself. My silence is a waaz. The silence of the grave is a waaz. It's a nasihat. It is a speech. Silent speech. That what did the person take with when they bury the person, look into the grave. And then look at all those things that the person left outside. Big, big homes, big, big cars, gold, silver. Everything is outside. Just went down with the coffin. But at the same time, the person went down with his actions and with his amal. So make use of the things in this world, but don't let the pride get into the heart. Don't look down upon others, those who don't have those things that we have. Allah Ta'ala only looks at the taqwa of the person. Ye sarai dehr musafiro bakhuda kisi ka makan nahi jo yahan muqeem the kal ke din kahin aaj unka nishaan nahi. Ye hai ek qabr pe bekasi بزبان حال ہے کہہ رہی تمہیں آنکھیں چاہیے غافلو مجھے احتیاج بیان نہیں جو مثال تو دیئے خوش بیان دم گفتگو تے گوہر یا فشان وہ پڑے ہیں ایسے خموش یہاں کہ دہن میں گویا زبان نہیں. Those were great orators in the world, great speakers, statesmen. People used to wait to listen to their oratory and their speeches. Now they lie in the graves, silent, silent, as if they don't have a tongue in their mouths anymore. Where is all their speech gone? Those speeches of theirs which used to cause havoc in the world. because they said, we are commanders in chief of this army and that army. We are presidents of this country or that country. Or I am a prime minister of this country, that country. I have got all the forces in my control. You don't know who I am. And all those threats that they used to give, and all those speeches that they used to make, what has happened? Look at the grievance. The grave will tell you what has happened. And even if they were not giving those speeches which were harmful and destructive, but even those who used to give beautiful speeches, waaz, nasihat, they too now in the grave, it is as if that beautiful speech that we used to listen, which is to light up our hearts with the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but now it's all silent, completely silent. So we take lessons from that.
ye jahan khaleel hai be baqa nahi ya bharosa hayat ka ye jahan khaleel hai be baqa nahi ya bharosa hayat ka wo hai kaun baagh jahan mein gul chali jis pe baad khizan nahi وہ ہے کون باغ جہاں میں گل چلی جس پہ باد خزاں نہیں یہ سرائے دیر مسافروں بخدا کسی کا مکان نہیں یہ ہے ایک قبر پہ بے کسی بسبان حال ہے کہہ رہی تمہیں آنکھیں چاہیے غافلو مجھے احتیاج بیان نہیں یہ جہاں خلیل ہے بے بقا
it is not a permanent place of anybody's residence it is not something that is permanent why give heart to it that every investment is for this world what has the person made as an investment for the akhirah We don't say the person must not make investments in this world and not get returns on his investment. But look at this grave. This grave is going to tell you that which is the best of all investments. The best of all investments is which will come with us into the grave. So make use of the world and its ni'mats. But just as our mind is occupied in investments in this world, we should occupy it even more for investment in the akhirah. What have we left for us? He says, which flower is that in the garden over which autumn hasn't come? Which flower is there in any garden over which autumn hasn't come? Autumn is going to come and those flowers are going to wither. The petals are going to fall. And many trees in winter now when we travel, they look like scarecrows or they look like ghosts. No leaves, no branch, no greenery, nothing. So that is how our life is also going to one day fade. It's going to wither. So before that time comes, we must make the preparation for it. And the preparation is the same body that we have, the same wealth of ours, those same homes, those same cars, those same children. It's not some other kind of preparation. Use all these things in the way that Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are pleased with, and the person has made the preparation. That's all. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you, and the ummah the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ
Allah, 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 Allah.
Allah, 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 kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah,
Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ
ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے
الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین یا ارحم الراحمین یا ارحم الراحمین یا ارحم الراحمین یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام
يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Oh my Kareem Allah, Oh my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most generous Allah, most kind Allah, most loving, caring Allah, most beneficent, most merciful Allah, most tolerant Allah, Oh my most beautiful Allah. My beloved Allah, you are seeing us. You are listening to us. This very moment you can see us raising our hands before you, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, you are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds of how sinful servants we are. Ya Allah, you are aware of the shame, the nadamat that is in our hearts. That we have used your bounties for your disobedience. Ya Allah, you are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds. That we are desirous of a change in our lives. We want to give up all sins of our lives. We want to become your walis and your friends. Ya Allah, you are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our mind. That you are our Khaliq, you are our Malik, you are our Sustainer, you are our Cherisher and our Nourisher. There is no support for us besides you. Ya Allah, you are aware that we are thinking that all treasures lie with you. Therefore we are extending our begging bowls before you. We are not folding our hands before some idol that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. All treasures lie with you. We are seeking from your unlimited treasures of forgiveness to forgive our sins. You dearly love forgiveness of sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Ya Allah, we become frustrated, we become angry, we reject so quickly a person. Ya Allah, we forgive once, we forgive twice, and then we say, how many times must I forgive you? But oh my beloved Allah, you keep saying, oh my servant, where are you going? Return to me. I am all forgiving, most merciful, no matter how much of sins you may have committed in your lives. But if you sincerely repent, then I am prepared to forgive you. Ya Allah, you are saying that we must turn towards you no matter how many times we may have disobeyed you. یہ صرف آپ کی شان ہے میرے اللہ یا اللہ therefore we are raising our hands before you we are turning towards you یا اللہ give us the tawfiq of sincere توبہ from all sins that we don't return to those sins anymore and if it involves the rights of people then we return to whomsoever whatever is due and that we seek forgiveness from those that we have harmed oh my beloved Allah Accept our tawbah. Change the condition of our lives. You have given man the signs of transplant of hearts. My beloved Allah. My beloved Allah. Transplant a sound spiritual heart into our bodies. Our hearts have gone beyond the stage that a bypass would help. Ya Allah, what we require is a transplant. It is not difficult for you, my beloved Allah. So many people were in kufr, in shirk. So many were from the Isais and from the Yahudis and from the Nasara. My beloved Allah, but you blessed them with hidayat. Even in the time of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so many sahaba-i-kiram came from the backgrounds of kufr, of shirk, of tifaq. from the Yahud, from the Nasara, but you bless them with Islam upon the hands of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They reach the stage that no wali of Allah or all the walis of Allah that are in the surface of the earth put together cannot reach the stage of the lowest Sahabi. If you could have brought about such a dramatic change in their lives, my beloved Allah, what is it difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts? Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. How long are we going to walk in the path of sins? Ya Allah, change the direction of our lives. Change the interests of our lives. Ya Allah, bless us with the tawfiq of doing that which is pleasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Put your muhabbat and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam into our hearts. Make us such ashiqs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we obey Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that we follow his mubarak teachings, his mubarak way of life. Ya Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us. Ya Allah, they want to destroy us. Nafs and shaitan want to drag us down the gutters of shame and disgrace and humiliation and suffering. Nafs and shaitan are not the friends of anyone. Ya Allah, nafs or shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hoon main teri panah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hoon main teri panah. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. If you are ours, everything will be ours. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. If you are ours, our businesses will give us barakat. Our homes will give us comfort. Our children will be coolness of our eyes. And if you are not ours, nothing will be ours, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. We know we are not deserving, but we are seeking from you. And what is it that we are deserving that you have given to us? You blessed us with Iman, you blessed us with Islam, you blessed us with sight, with hearing, with speech, with our heart, liver, lungs, kidneys and bladders all functioning. My beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of night. Sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina azaban nar wa qina azaban nar wa qina azaban nar wa qina azab al qabr wa qina azab al hashr wa qina azab al dain. Rabbana la tuakhizna in nasina aw akhtana. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the akhirah. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our lives, in our time, and in every ni'mat and bounty of yours. Don't snatch and seize those bounties because of our sins and disobedience. Ya Allah, give us a life of happiness, prosperity, a life of joy, of satisfaction, of contentment, a life of serenity, of tranquility in this world. Ya Allah, protect us from the azab of qabr, protect us from the azab of hashr, cause us to cross-pull sirat like lightning and enter into jannat without any reckoning. In the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba kiram, the tabi'in, the tawa tabi'in, the awliya of the ummat, the mashayikh, the ulama'i haqqa, and our family members who are righteous and pious. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook the shortcomings and the weaknesses and the faults of the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, don't punish and seize the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, open the floodgates of your mercy for the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. Bless everyone with Islam and with Iman. But those who have become obstinate, they have made up their minds, they will not accept Islam. They will continue with the persecution and the torture and the tyranny and the bombardment and the destruction of the life of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then my beloved Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and the Samud. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Send gale force winds against them. Ya Allah, cause their planes to crash. Cause their ships to sink. Ya Allah, give victory to the Mujahideen of Islam. Oh my beloved Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children, of husbands and wives, of brothers and sisters, of family members, and the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mere khuda, mere pyare Allah, ay mere rabbe kareem, ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs, bottle of wine, or adultery, or fornication, or any kind of haram. Jab hamari maut ka waqt aaye, take us to Madina Tayyibah. At the Roza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله. Let our souls depart. My beloved Allah, make us a patch of the Qabristan of Madina Sharif. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid, madaris, khanqao ki mehnat qubool farma. Accept the work of all deeni institutions. My beloved Allah, bless us all with ikhlas in our actions. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the good aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night after making zikrullah. Ya Allah, we cannot know the needs, the desires and the wishes of everyone. But you are well aware, my beloved Allah. Therefore we are asking you to fulfill those good wishes, good desires. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the problem, the test, the trial, the sicknesses, the diseases that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you is experiencing. Ya Allah, remove with your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, those difficulties, those hardships, those pains, those sufferings and those problems. Those who are not married, bless them with pious and righteous marriage partners. Those who are unemployed, bless them with rizq halal. My beloved Allah, my beloved Allah, accept our duas with the sadqa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم
وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.